USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump says it is inconceivable that President Biden would seek another term in the White House, reacting to the news of the 2024 campaign announced by Biden on Tuesday.
American families are being decimated by the worst inflation in half a century. Banks are failing. The southern border has been abolished.
He said Biden is a failure on foreign relations.
Biden has totally humiliated our nation on the world stage, starting with the Afghanistan disaster.
On that note, U.S. officials say the ISIS mastermind behind a suicide bombing that marked a low point in the hurried Afghanistan pullout has been killed. Back in 2021, 150 people were killed, including 13 U.S. service members, when the ISIS bombers struck the Kabul airport. U.S. intelligence reportedly confirms the Taliban was responsible for killing the ISIS leader. President Biden is threatening the use of his veto power if House Republicans refuse to play ball on spending and the debt limit. The White House and top Democrats want those to be two separate issues. But House Speaker Kevin McCarthy thus far has insisted they be linked as a matter of fiscal responsibility. General Motors is shutting down production of one of its first electric vehicles.
The Chevy Bolt's been a big seller since it came on the market in 2016, but its battery is an older design, and it was the subject of a recall last year due to the danger of a battery fire. So GM will retool its Bolt plant outside Detroit to make the electric versions of the Chevy Silverado pickup and the GMC Sierra. I'm Rich Johnson.
And a new report shows half of New Yorkers can't afford basic needs. The Fund for the City of New York says that 50% don't have enough money to comfortably pay for an apartment, food, and basic health care. This is USA News.
Psst. Hey, Mark, remember, getting help from Progressive is so easy. You can use the mobile app, chat with us online, or call us.
And you pick now to tell me.
I couldn't miss Little Grace's ballet recital. Oh, thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Did I?
Because you know I'm always here for you.
Yeah. I can use the mobile app if I need help. Sorry, you're in my wife's seat, though?
Oh, yeah, I gotta go anyway. Tell Grace she nailed her chasse.
Get the help you need from Progressive with our mobile app, online chat, or over the phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Rivers across the Midwest are flooding as snow melts. The National Weather Service says the Mississippi River in Wisconsin is forecast to crest just over 16 feet this week, its third highest ever. CNN reports this year's rise could result in the worst flood in 20 years in some areas. Most river gauges are in major flood stage along the river from St. Paul, Minnesota to Davenport, Iowa. Over 1 in 10 local election officials say they'll probably quit before the 2024 election. Researchers say the Brennan Center found close to 3 in every 4 officials say they felt more threats than usual in recent years. On a lighter note, fans are reacting to the multiple reports that quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been traded from the Green Bay Packers to the New York Jets.
Absolutely stoked about it. Hoping that takes us to the promised land.
They'll probably get a lot of wins this year. Young team.
Jets need to be shooken up a little, so this may be it.
The Packers will reportedly swap first-round picks with the Jets this year and also get a second-round pick and sixth-round pick in this week's draft. The Jets get Rodgers, the Packers' first-round selection this year, and a third-round pick this year. And scientists have discovered a planet that's outside of our own solar system. Researchers at University of Georgia used machine learning tools to find the exoplanet. It's believed machine learning tools will be used to detect new planets even more in the future. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.